Parshas Ki Tse'etse is chock full of mitzvahs. We've been spending our Thursday evenings, Baruch Hashem, learning the Sefer HaChinuch, that Sefer HaMitzvahs, that focuses on the Sharashim, the philosophy behind how each mitzvah shapes us. So Parshas Ki Tse'etse is particularly rich in that way, both quantitatively. There are so many mitzvahs. Sefer HaChinuch tells us at the beginning of every Sedra how many mitzvahs there are. So he says there are 27 mitzvahs asay, and there are 47 mitzvahs los asay. Over 70 mitzvahs altogether, and that's not counting the doubles. That's just over 70 new mitzvahs, in addition to, let's say, tzitzis, which appears a second time, and a host of mitzvahs which appear a second time. The Parsha Ki Tse'etse is very, very rich with mitzvahs, and not only quantitatively, but qualitatively as well. Actually, in Parshas Ki Tse'etse, the Sefer HaChinuch has a number of longer, more focused, broader pieces and broader essays. We're not going to look at Mitzvah Taf Kuf Mem He. We're not going to look at Mitzvah 545, which is the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, in which the Sefer HaChinuch lays out the whole concept of Ta'amei HaMitzvahs. We're going to put that aside because I want to take a look at Tav Kuf Mem Vav, the next mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. I will draw your attention to just one point in Tav Kuf Mem Hei before we get to Tav Kuf Mem Vav. And here's a long arichas in the mitzvah that we're not seeing. I said, if you have time over Shabbos, definitely could die to take a look. But let me just draw your attention to one point at the very bottom of his lengthy discussion about the Tam of Shiluach HaKein. He uses it as an opportunity, as he mentions, talks about at length about the Rambam's approach to Shiluach HaKein, the Ramban's approach to Shiluach HaKein, and he says part of the reason why I spend so much time on this is La'ida Kol Shorshei Sifri Edim Ne'manim Shnei Amudei Olam. He says, I spend so much time, and interesting, specifically in the Parsha of Mitzvahs, and Ki Tse'etse, I spend so much time on the approach the Rambam and the Ramban to Shiluach HaKein to show you two Edim. To show you both the Rambam and the Ramban believe that there are Ta'amei HaMitzvahs. Ki Incha Ro'eh Be'necha Da'as Shneim. Says, I spend time on the details of both, but the common thread is they both agree, Ki Yesh B'mitzvahs HaTorah Ta'am. There are rationales to the mitzvahs, specifically lohoil b'nei adam b'deo sehem lahachshirem ulahargilem, that every mitzvah has a rationale, the sense of ways in which it shapes us, ways in which it polishes us, lahachshir b'hen kol pu'ulosehem, to work out all the kinks in a human being, and that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a mitzvah, and to el's basiyah san chalila Labori Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the mitzvah personally, so to speak. But the mitzvah is, as he puts it, Yesh b'mitzvos to'eles mitzuya lanu, ach lo el ha-mitzaveh bohen. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the mitzvah himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it of us because it helps. He gave us the mitzvahs to help us. And then he goes on to say, that's what you'll see throughout Sefer HaChinuch. I spent a lot of time on this, he writes. Fascinating. Some of them especially, I really worked very hard on them. I invested a lot of energy. This is my portion for all my work. Sounds like he understood that his primary contribution, the author of Sefer HaChinuch understood that his primary contribution was in this realm, not in the halachic realm, where, as he tells us in the introduction to the Sefer, he's basically presenting what the Rif wrote, or what the Rambam wrote, or what the Ramban wrote, and perhaps sometimes the other Rishonim, but his primary contribution, his primary creativity, was really in terms of thinking about what's the Shorash HaMitzvah, what's the philosophy of the mitzvah, how does a mitzvah help to shape us. So again, that was from the end, drawn from the very end of his long presentation on the Shoresh of the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, Tav Kuf Mem Hei, 545. If you have time over Shabbos, highly recommended. Take a look there. Now, with that in mind, that sort of overall perspective, that resonates throughout the Sefer HaChinuch, that every mitzvah helps us. Every mitzvah shapes us. There are times when human beings aren't able to figure out what is a Tama mitzvah, but there are Ta'amim to every mitzvah, or Sharashim to every mitzvah. So let's talk now about a mitzvah that's always relevant and is perhaps has particular relevance at this time in history. And that's the mitzvah of Makkah. The mitzvah of the Torah says, Vasisa Makkah Legagecha, to make a parapet, to make a fence around a roof. If you have a usable roof, a flat usable roof on your house, you'll notice that the Sefer HaChinuch immediately defines the mitzvah in more general terms. Lahasir ha-michsholim v'hanigafim mikol mishkanoseinu, to remove hazards from our living space. Alzeh ne'emar v'sisa ma'ake l'gagecha. So from the get-go, he's presenting ma'ake specifically as an example. The mitzvah is to ensure the safety of your home, specifically making a ma'ake. He goes on to say, now, ma'akah specifically means building a wall, building a fence around your roof or around a pit or something like that. But b'chlal mitzvah zu livnos l'sakin kol kosav v'chol geder shi'akar v'lavo takal imenu. Whenever you have a wall, a fence, something that will likely cause danger, we have a mitzvah to take care of that. And he says, zeh shi'izkar kosav l'gagecha dibra kosav b'hoveh. The roof is a common example, the only example of the larger category. What are Misharashi HaMitzvah? What are some of the larger themes behind this mitzvah? How does this mitzvah shape us? To say, you have to understand, Im Hayos Hashem Baruch Hu, why is there a mitzvah to make sure that our residences, that our living spaces are safe? Im Hayos Hashem Baruch Hu Mashkiach Befirtei Bnei Adam V'Yodea Kol Maaseim. While it is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved individually in a personalized way in our lives, he's aware of what each person does and is managing the events that occur to us. Events that happen to us, whether good or bad, are big zeras Hashem. In response to, certainly it will be attuned, calibrated to our zechus or to our chiyuv, how we have been acting. K'in sha'am zechron levacha gemar chulin states, in adam nokev etzbal milamatim machir zal milamal, I wouldn't even stub my finger on this world unless there was a decision up above. So, but while that is true, that there is hashkacha pratis, and as, essentially what he's saying delicately is, it seems like a kasha. If there's hashkacha pratis, why do I have to take care of safety? If I'm meant to get hurt, I'll get hurt. If I'm meant to not get hurt, I won't get hurt. So why is it important to ensure a safe environment? Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, that's what's going to happen. Right? So that's sort of he doesn't ask it directly as a v'im tomar. He's not asked it directly as a question, but it's obviously the implied kasha. And the truth is, you should know, several generations before the Sefer HaChinuch, in the lifetime of the Rambam, the Karaites, Apikursim, who rejected the Torah Shel Peh, they were not believers in good hygiene. They said, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Very fatalistic. Why should I, these heretical Karaites argued it's a lack of emuna to care about your safety, to take steps to ensure health and safety. These Karaites, these Apikursim, said it's a lack of emunah to go to the doctor, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen will happen. So the Rambam fought vociferously against the Karaites on many fronts, including this one. And here the Sefer HaChinuch addresses this issue. How do you tell me? How does the Torah say? On the one hand, the Torah tells us it's a Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. On the other hand, the Torah tells us, Vasisa Makkah L'gagecha. So how are we supposed to make sense of this paradox? The Sefer HaChinuch addresses that right here. Afa Pichin. While it's true that there's Hashgacha Pratis, nevertheless, Tzarich Adam L'shmar Atzmo Min HaMikrim HaNuhugim Ba'olam. A person is commanded, a Jew is commanded, to keep himself safe. A commanded to keep himself safe. Why? Ki hakel bar bara olamo ubenol yisod zamuria teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the universe, chose to build it on a foundation of nature. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to create an entirely random, unpredictable universe, but he did not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe to run largely in a predictable way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to build a mathematical, a scientific universe. The Gaza, and there are things that we can predict. The Gaza Shatia, Esha Refes, Hamayim Mechaben Halahava. We know, for instance, fire burns. We know, for instance, that water can put out a fire. Kamokin Yechayev HaTeva. Then scientifically, physics, biochemistry, we can say that in Tipol Evan Gedol Rosh Ish, Shetarat Seitzes Mocho. If a boulder falls on a person's head, it will smash his skull. If you pull out the Rosh Hagaga Gavol Aritz, Yamos. If a person falls off of a very tall roof, he is likely to die. So human beings are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a universe and shows that the universe as a whole should be governed by scientific principles. And number two, the human beings are also bound by that. Human beings are also subject to the principles, the patterns, the rhythms of science. And number three, v'hu baruchu chanan gufos b'nei ha'adam v'ipach v'hem nishmas chayim balas das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu graced our bodies with a neshama, which among other things gives us the insight lishmor haguf mikol pega. It gives us the intellectual capacity to be able to practice self-preservation. V'nosan shneihem ha'nefesh v'gufa b'soch gaga ha'yesodos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places that combination, that unique fusion of body and soul, of physical and spiritual, that is the human body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to put us within the gaga ha'yesodos, which is the medieval way of saying that we are bound by science. We're within the realm of science. V'hem yinahagum yifalu bam pu'ulos. So the same physics and chemistry and biology that applied to the rest of the planet applied to us as well. Achashakel shibid gufa adam l'teva, being that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that our bodies are governed by the same scientific principles as the rest of the cosmos, kein chiyuv hachachma. So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom determined. It's actual balchomer, because Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us a physical body that's as a result bound by the principles of physics and chemistry and biology. So, tzivo lishmar min ha-mikre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore commanded us to beware of circumstance, to beware of dangerous events. Ki ha-teva shu masur b'yado yaseh pulosa olav im lo yishmar mimenu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does manage our lives. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the universe to generally be rhythmic. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice in creating the universe, and therefore he told us that we have a chiyuv to protect ourselves. He goes on to say, there are rare people. There's borrowing, obviously, the phrase from Megillah Esther. There'll be a small minority of people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be particularly mechaved. It's chafetz bikaram. The Ravcha, what would drive their uniqueness? The Ravcha say, do some udvekas nafshem bidrachav Baruch Hu. People who are incredible chassidim. People who are go lefnim mishur sadin. People who are particularly davek to derech Hashem, hey ma chassidim hagadol mishem re'om anshe Hashem. People of cosmic stature, like the avos hagadol v'akadoshim, the harbe min habanim shayu acharim, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, as well as many tzaddikim later generations. But tzaddikim means like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Viddo, Mehem. So Moser Hakel Hateva Biyadeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than, as he put it before, we being Masur in the hands of Hateva, he said before, Hateva Shuma Surbiado. For most of us, we are in the hands of nature. But there are rare tzaddikim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reversed that. Masar HaKeal Teva B'Yedeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put nature in their hands. B'tchila Samaya Teva Adon Aleim. Originally, when Avram was young, when Daniel was young, when Azariah was young, they were, the nature was their master. They were bound by the principles of physics and chemistry. But B'sofa L'Godah Has'alus Nafsham Ne'apachu. But as they matured, by the end of their lives, the situation had reversed. Why? Because Lagodel Hasalos Nafsham. These were people who had raised their neshama so much, they had been mizgaber so much. Shehemayu Adonim Hateva. They mastered nature. That was by Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision. As it says, Avram Avinu he pilu the kibush nation below he huzak. Avram Avinu is thrown into the kibush nation. Nothing happens to him. Abasa Chasidim Haniskarim. The four other tzaddikim that he mentioned before, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So before just the story that's told in Sefer Daniel, Shesamu otam lego atu nur yakirita. V'sari sheon lo ischarach. That part of Daniel is in Aramaic. That's why he says Sefer Chinuch is coined Aramaic. They were thrown lego atu nur yakirita, thrown into a fiery kiln, and yet even their hair wasn't scorched. That was an incredible nace. So yes, people who are of unusual stature, exceptional tzaddikim of unusual stature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to pick them up beyond teva. But Rov Bnei Adam Bechetam lo zachu ha'mayla gadol azos. Yes, if we're taka zoche, if we really bring ourselves very close to Ribbono Shel'olam, so then he will have more direct hashgacha pratis, and we're not really going to be bound by, such people won't be bound by the normal rhythms of science. But most people are not in that madrega, the vast majority of people are not in that madrega. We do plenty of chatoim. We're not like Avraham Tikkun Yaakov. We're not like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So then we are bound by the principles of science. And that's why that's why the Torah tells us that for the 99.999% of people, we're mechuyev to make sure that we have safe dwelling places. So that we should not chalila have lethal outcomes because of our negligence. We are not allowed to rely to put ourselves in danger because we rely on nes. So that's what the Chazal says. Called somech al nes in osin lo nes. You rely on nes. It's not the way to be zocha to nes. So that's fascinating. So he's saying there's no stira between on the one hand, on the other hand. On the one hand, there's hashgacha pratis, and on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still expects us to take care of ourselves. Why? Because We know that the vast majority of us will be bound by nature, with very rare exceptions, like Avraham Tikkun Yaakov, like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So if we rely on an ace, we're not going to be zochet to the ace. If we break this, if we're not careful of this mitzvah of makkah, of having a safe living space, so then we're not going to earn that ace. And then he goes on to make one more point. This is a point that Ramban already made the generation before the Sefer Chinuch. He says it's not just Makkah. You might have thought, this one phrase in Kiseitse flies in the face of Hashgacha Pratis. How does the Torah tell me to be careful about safety? What about Hashgacha Pratis? He says it's not just Parshas Kiseitse. It's not just Vasisa Machle Gagecha. He says the notion that we need to be scientifically minded, that you'll find throughout the Tanakh. He says, even when there are nisim, gam bihilachem Yisrael melchemes mitzvah pi Hashem, even when Klal Yisrael was fighting melchemes mitzvah during the time of Nevuah, at a direct Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, go to war, and they went to war. He says, what would you have expected? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to war. I would think it's going to be all nisim. So what do we have to pick up a gun? What do we have to pick up a sword for? Just walk out and clap your hands. They're all going to fall because you're expecting this. But yet that's not what happens. Yachal Milchamta Mizaina Asman of Osn Kol Yonim Kil Yismuchu B'Darchei HaTeva L'Gamrei. When they went to war against Amalek, they still went out with armor. They still went out with weapons. Ki'ilu Yismuchu B'Darchei HaTeva L'Gamrei, as though they were relying on natural circumstances alone. In other words, this is an idea that the Ramban develops in several places. And the Rambam formulates as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the world in a rhythmic, patterned, predictable, scientific way. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim, will try to make them as natural seeming as possible. Try to be Mamai to minimize the Nes. So that's why, even if I am Zohar to Gvayashkacha process, I should still live in as natural a way as possible. Whoever doesn't deny the truth out of an evil heart will agree with what I'm saying. Well, why is he calling this an evil heart? Perhaps because he's referring to the Karaites, who were apikursim. Or perhaps, I'll close with this, because a person who denies this and chooses not to care about safety standards because I have too much amuna, I have too much bitachon to care about safety standards, that's evil. You might feel like you're being so l'shem shamayim, being such a big tzaddik because you have such bitachon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as he just quoted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be careful about safety standards. It's a pasuk this week's parsha, not just during COVID. This is true at all times, but during COVID it has particular application. This mitzvah of being careful about maintaining the safety of our spaces. That's a mitzvah that writes in this week's parasha. And kol ha-somech al ha-nezim me'osin lo-nez. If I'm going to violate this mitzvah, v'asisa makal gagecha, which again could also have to do with masks and social distancing and sanitizing and so forth, in every situation, whatever the hazard is, to reasonably, prudently avoid hazards is a mitzvah saseh in this week's parsha. If I violate that mitzvah saseh, I'm making it less likely to be zocha to being protected. So that is roa lev, to be misaking myself, to misaking others, that's evil. And that's Ari is making a very, very sharp point. That's right. If you play it out, the Maka is not just protecting me. Maka protects anyone who might walk into my house. Right? And you point that right. The pasuk stresses that. Keep on nofali menu. If I don't build the Maka, I'm not necessarily the one who's going to get hurt. If anything, I know that there's a dangerous spot. I'm more likely to be careful about it. Other people in my house or a guest is more likely to be endangered, right? Just like we've seen with COVID standards, if one's not careful with COVID standards, lav davka my endangering myself, often I'm endangering the people around me. Yeah, it is, as you're saying, incredibly apropos. Right? And that's why even in Daniel's house, he also put up a maka. Not only put up a maka because all the other people who would be in his house who weren't necessarily on his madrega. Number two, perhaps he was enough that he wouldn't say, I'm Roy for that type of Shmira. And number three, as he said before, that his closing idea, that even when Nisim are done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do them in as natural a fashion as possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks to minimize Nisim. Yeah. So to say, I don't have to worry about this when it is the sort of sakana, the sort of chashash sakana, the halacha demands that we be careful about. If it falls within the parameters of type of sakana, the halacha does demand our care and our prudence. So that is critical for myself and critical for all the people around me. And that's a mitzvah in this week's parsha. Shetaka bizocha to shmira me'ula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha to the gvura and the strength to mizgabra and all sorts of yitzahara, including the yitzahara to ignore the mitzvah of maka in the broader sense. And we should talk about Zocha to soon come to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said before, the situations are ultimately in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, that it's big zera so v'mitzvah so shetaka bizocha soon to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu roll away these mikrim ra'im. We should talk about Zohar, whether it's Lafiz Hussein or not, or Mikram Tovim, over the coming months and Emirat Hashem in the coming year. I both say thank you so, so much. Have a great Shabbos.